now we move on to the API design tip of this podcast. So here we have Yara Tulach to introduce the next API design tip. What is the tip for this podcast?
Hello, Katjan. So usually I talk about what it makes good API, how to write good APIs. But today I'd like to go the opposite direction. I'd like us to envision what it means to live without APIs.
So an application without APIs.
Yes, exactly. Because I run my website, apidesign.org, which contains wiki, media wiki. And basically, I think that while working with media wiki, I somehow live in API-less world.
An API-less world, what does that mean?
Well, the usual style to work with MediaWiki means download a release of MediaWiki, which is just a bunch of source files, and then unzip it, run it on the website, and if you are not satisfied with some functionality, then you go and edit the sources of the MediaWiki itself. But there is no boundary. There is nothing that would say this is internal and this is public. This is allowed to be edited. This is private. Don't touch it. Something like that.
Are there parts of MediaWiki that are internal and that shouldn't be edited?
Well, maybe they are there and maybe they are known. There are certain pieces that are more well known than others. However, what is common while working with MediaWiki is to edit source files. And you cannot tell which source file is private and which is public. So basically, at the end, you end up editing everything.
So MediaWiki has no API?
Well, it's hard to distinguish what is API or what's not API. And do you know the result?
What's the result?
Well, everyone edits everything. And it's so comfortable. It's perfect. This is fantastic world. I was so excited about that. No API. No, I don't need to read documentation. I don't need to read JavaDoc. Instead, I can just go and tweak individual.
Just hack. Just hack. Just
it's
hack.
So perfect. I'm so close to the code. I can do anything. It's not like, wow, this method is protected. I cannot call it from other class. Nothing like that. You can call everything.
So that's freedom, really, isn't it?
Yeah. But this is like playing with the devil.
Okay.
Because you have the freedom, but only you have the freedom till you decide that you would like to upgrade to new version.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because now, if I want to download new version of MediaWiki, what shall I do? I get the sources. Should I delete the previous one and unzip the new one? Well, that would be bad, because I have a lot of modifications.
In the old one, right.
Hacked into old one.
Right.
So, I will keep the differences that I created, and I will apply them to new version.
Right.
But there are conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
It does not work.
Mm-hmm.
Because certain parts of MediaWiki has been changed, so they are no longer the same as they used to be, and some of my patches are unusable, are gone. So basically, this is how it feels living without API. And you have the freedom, but then you are locked in. No way to upgrade. And actually, this is a reason why people don't upgrade running servers. When you are running a server, nobody installs new kernel.
Right.
Nobody installs, and everyone is afraid to touch everything because it works. Don't touch it. Don't touch it, please, because upgrade would mean a complete disorder, earthquake for the whole system.
Right. So the tip of this podcast is?
Well, beware. Beware of API-less APIs. Even if you are running on server, even if you are doing a development which does not necessarily mean that you are designing an API, you still should differentiate between what's implementation, what's API, and if you are going to use a library, probably prefer those that offer some API.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than to hack into libraries which just don't differentiate between API and internals. Because as soon as you do it, you will never upgrade to new version. You will be locked in to certain version.
So the structure that an API gives you, on the one hand, is maybe limiting and constricting, and on the other hand, gives you freedom, because it means that you can upgrade, for example, in a smoother process than if you did not have an API.
Exactly. I heard somewhere that my freedom ends where your freedom begins.
Mm-hmm.
And API is the interface between the freedom of user and freedom of developer. Because if you don't have the API, then the user freedom, for example, like me using MediaWiki, is endless. I have complete freedom. But so much freedom has also the developer. And when these two freedoms clash every time I want to upgrade to new version, then basically we don't have, neither of us has freedom. We are completely stuck. So the API is about the balance between the freedom of those two parties ever involved in using and designing APIs.
And that is the API design tip of this podcast. Thanks, until next time.